More than half of Wisconsin residents want out of the Affordable Care Act lawsuit, and more than two-thirds say they'd prefer a nonpartisan redistricting process. The numbers are from the latest Marquette Law School poll released Thursday. WUWM's Angelina Mosier-Salazar reports.
It's the first Marquette Law School poll since the November elections, and topics range from Badger Care to the standoff over the border wall. According to the survey, the biggest concern on people's minds is health care. 48% of registered voters said Wisconsin should withdraw from the federal lawsuit seeking to overturn the Affordable Care Act. 42% support the lawsuit. The response was rigidly down party lines, with Democrats saying, yes, withdraw from the lawsuit, and Republicans saying, no, stay the course and sue the government. But less partisan were responses to the question of whether Wisconsin should accept federal funds to expand Medicaid. Here's poll director Charles Franklin.
Here, 62% would accept the Medicaid expansion. This is a case that might be a little surprising. 43% of Republicans would support expanding Medicaid.
One of the most surprising data points for Franklin is something else that got a ton of support from both sides of the aisle. The question of who should have the power to draw new political boundaries every 10 years based on the latest census data? Democrats? Republicans? Franklin says the answer from respondents was neither.
Redistricting has been a major battle over the last number of years, and yet we find 72% that would favor a nonpartisan districting commission, and that includes 62% of Republicans and even more of independents and Democrats. So this is an issue that you might expect, big party polarization, but it's absolutely not there, and the public overwhelmingly prefers a nonpartisan commission.
A battle over redistricting in Wisconsin remains in the courts. It involves the maps that Republican lawmakers approved in 2011, which gave GOP candidates a clear advantage in elections. The Marquette Law School poll also asked state residents about issues currently in the national spotlight, like the border wall. Do people favor or oppose building a wall along the border with Mexico?
Well, they oppose. But not by a huge amount. 44 support, 51 oppose.
Franklin says a majority also oppose the federal government shutdown, a consequence of the standoff between President Trump and Congress about funding for the border wall. And according to the poll, it's not too early to contemplate the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates. The poll asked Wisconsinites about certain rising stars in the Democratic Party, people like California Senator Kamala Harris, and Texas Senate hopeful Beto O'Rourke, and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. However, across the board, name recognition is an issue. The majority of respondents said they hadn't heard enough about these candidates to form an opinion. Angelina Mosier-Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.